So right now we're going to chat with Jim Ryan from ABC News. Ethan Couch, the affluenza teen, was 16 when he was speeding while driving drunk. His blood alcohol level was nearly three times the legal limit when he slammed into a stranded motorist on the side of the road, killing that person along with three people who had stopped to offer help. Jim Ryan of ABC News joins us on the line right now. Hey, Jim, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Matt. Later today, Ethan Couch and his mother, Tanya, are to be back on U.S. soil. They'll fly first from Guadalajara to Houston and then arrive back here at Dallas-Fort Worth, presumably sometime late this evening. That's when the wheels of justice begin to turn for Ethan Couch, the so-called affluenza team.
Yeah, so let's go back and tell the story. So this terrible accident happens. He's drunk three times the legal limit. He's only 16. He's the affluenza team because of the defense they offered in the case, right?
Well, yeah, exactly. They made this claim that because he was so privileged and spoiled as a kid that he really didn't know right from wrong and couldn't really be held responsible for this, to the shock of everyone, I think. The judge then hands him probation and says that she feels he can be rehabilitated, that get him away from his family environment, get him into treatment somewhere, bring him back home, and everything will be fine. Well, so she gave him 10 years probation. He did not complete the alcohol education. He didn't do the treatment. And in fact, recently, this Twitter video surfaced, which showed him at a drinking party. It doesn't show him drinking or holding a beer or anything like that, but it shows him at this party. He was supposed to meet shortly after that with his probation officer. And I think most people assume here, Matt, that he had been drinking and that if he had taken a P test, then he would have come off positive. And that would have meant the revocation of his probation, and so he and his mom decide to take off.
Well, but I had read a little bit, maybe this is just conjecture, but I had read that it was believed that was a bit of a going away party, like this was a plan, we're going to escape, and he's saying goodbye to people. Is there any truth to that?
Well, yeah, I mean, the sheriff said yesterday that there was apparently some going away party. Now, he doesn't think that that was it shown on the Twitter video. That apparently was some separate thing, but another opportunity for Ethan Couch to get himself into trouble. So I don't think that was the going away party. It could have been, but I think the going away event happened sometime after that and right before he and his mom took off from Mexico.
So the belief is they thought he's going to get in trouble here. He's violating his probation. It's going to be found out. So let's get out of here. The father's been cooperative throughout the investigation. He said his son's passport was missing and the home he shared with his mother was cleared out. So are mom and dad not together anymore?
Well, they are. And again, the sheriff said that these two were on good terms, but still, the father just apparently didn't know much. He wasn't able to provide a lot of information. Even if he was cooperating, he just didn't know where these two went.
And do we know what their plan was? I mean, do they have enough money that they could have just lived as tourists in Mexico indefinitely, or are these people just not thinking at all?
I think it's a little of both. I think maybe they took a briefcase full of money with them down there. It's 1,200 miles, a couple of days' drive down from Dallas-Fort Worth past the Mexican border. They're not really checking you carefully as you leave the country. It's coming back in
right. When
you're likely to be come under some scrutiny. But still, I mean, video of the truck going south through the border checkpoint, presumably, and headed down into Mexico, I think tipped off authorities about where they might have been. As for a long-term plan, doesn't seem they really had one, Matt. I think it was just trying to lie low and stay out of public view. Once you pick up your cell phone and start dialing, though, you sort of alert people to your, if they're watching for you, to your location.
So he did get probation. He killed three people, a passenger from his car has permanent brain damage from this accident, but he did get probation from that judge.
That's right. Yeah, probation, 10 years probation in the juvenile court system. And I think that the judges hope, at least publicly, during statements at that sentencing, was that he can straighten up his life, get him away from his family. She acknowledged, I think, that his family was a bad influence on him, a coddling influence, and that he could turn his life around. Well, we've seen the result of that.
Yeah, so he's going to face probable jail time when he returns for violating his probation, I'm guessing. What about the mom?
Well, that's an interesting thing. Okay. When he comes back here, the prosecutors already had moved to have his case transferred into the adult system. Now, if he comes back here, the most that he could get in the juvenile system is being held in a juvenile detention facility until his 19th birthday. That's only April. So we're looking at, 4 months that he would be in the juvenile system. So the prosecutor wants in the adult system and on probation for a full 10 years starting on that day. So the clock starts all over again. And if he were to screw up, boy, he's gone to adult prison, not just a juvenile detention facility. There's not, they don't just automatically throw him in jail. They can't try him again. And this probation violation, leaving the country, happened while he's a juvenile in the juvenile system. His mom, she could be looking at 10 years in prison for helping him to leave the country.
So he's killed four people, permanent brain damage on another, gets off easy with 10 years of probation, flees the country, apparently was drinking. He's going to now get adult 10-year probation, and she's going to go to jail. That's what we're thinking is going to happen here.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, the max he could get right now is only 120 days. Once it's transferred into the adult system, I think the judge could go ahead and give him 120 days in jail. Still, I mean, four people are dead, four families are suffering, not only the initial loss of their loved ones, the insult by the sentencing, and then the kid runs off again. So, I mean, they've been through three traumas at least.
Yeah, no kidding. And it just gets uglier and uglier. Jim Ryan from ABC News, thank you for checking in with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
All right, have a great day.